Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As more auto companies are manufacturing hybrid cars to satisfy the demand for a greener choice, there are some hidden downsides of which we may not be aware. The University of Connecticut's Associate Professor of Chemistry, Nicholas Leadbeater, explains.
Hybrid cars have become popular because they can get significantly more miles to the gallon compared to a regular gas-powered car, while at the same time having lower carbon emissions. They contain a small, fuel-efficient gas engine combined with an electric motor. The electric motor is powered by batteries that recharge while you drive. The popularity of hybrid cars is, however, having a less discussed consequence on the world's resources. In making all the electric motors and batteries needed for these vehicles, we're rapidly depleting the world's supply of rare earth metals, a little-known class of chemical elements found in a wide range of gadgets and consumer goods. Some of the rare earth elements are actually not all that rare. However, because of their geochemical properties, they're widely dispersed and not found in concentrated and economically exploitable forms. They're quite difficult to extract from the ores in which they're found, and there are hazards associated with the process. For example, since uranium is often found in the ores alongside the rare earth elements, the extraction process creates a mildly radioactive slurry as a byproduct. So what's the solution to this problem? Well, in 2011, one major vehicle manufacturer announced the development of a novel electric motor that's lighter and more efficient than the magnet-type motors currently used. A big advantage is that it does not contain rare earth metals. In 2012, a battery-powered compact sport utility vehicle with this motor will become commercially available, and it won't be long before the technology is incorporated into other cars.
That was the University of Connecticut's Nicholas Leadbeater. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Here in my car.